Now, some of your responses to yesterday's program. We continue to get mail about our ongoing coverage from China. Yesterday, my co-hosts Robert Siegel and Melissa Black reported on the official period of mourning after the massive earthquake in China.
May 12th, 5/12, is now China's 9/11. Starting at 2:28 this afternoon.
Must she be informed that there is no similarity between these two events? That's from Christina Kuzner of New York City. Ms. Kuzner continues, one was a terrorist attack and the other an unpreventable natural disaster. Perhaps it's their Katrina instead, or their Burmese cyclone, or their Indonesian tsunami. Do listeners need comparisons to some closer-to-home disaster to grasp the horror of multitudes dying? We got a lot of messages like this one criticizing the reference to 9/11. This one came from Rick Spiegel of Dallas, Texas. 9/11 was the result of terrorists and caused the deaths of some 3,000 people. May 12th in China was the result of a natural disaster and caused at least 50,000 deaths so far, untold injuries, and perhaps millions to be homeless. We ran some of the criticism by my co-host. Here's a portion of a response Melissa emailed us from China. My meaning was that this date, that sequence of numbers, will forever be embedded in China's consciousness as a day of great national tragedy, and a day that spawned intense unity all across China. My words had nothing whatsoever to do with what caused these tragedies. They had everything to do with how people responded to them. Teresa Jacobs of Denver heard some of that response in our story. I was utterly moved by first the starkness of the sirens, then the heartbreaking sound of wailing by the survivors, and then the amazing spirit of strength and hope in the encouraging rallying cries, "Go China, go China." We will not be defeated, the people were saying to each other and to the world. Perhaps one positive light shed on such a disaster of unfathomable scale is a glimpse of the resilient character and communal culture of so many ordinary Chinese people. Well, we'd like to hear from you. You can write to us at npr.org/contact us, and please remember to let us know where you're from and how to pronounce your name.